In the meantime, though, it's 6 minutes past seven. We're going to return to our top story. Union officials say they're considering industrial action over the proposed closure of the passport office in Newport. Around 300 people are set to lose their jobs. Well, with us is Carwyn Jones, First Minister for Wales. Good morning to you, Mr. Jones.
Good morning.
I imagine this can't be what you were envisaging when you stood on the stage at the Ryder Cup in Newport last Monday.
Well, it's unbelievable, really. I mean, first of all, it means that the Welsh passport office is closing. Others will be staying open in England, Scotland and Northern Ireland. Secondly, of course, we had no notice of this at all. We hear talk of the respect agenda from the UK government, but we weren't informed at all that this was about to happen. And the way in which this has been handled is well, unbelievably poor.
Now, what sort of impact, it goes without saying, it'll be a devastating impact on the 300 people who lose their jobs. What sort of impact, have you had time to gauge that yet, on the wider economy in Newport?
Well, the passport office is a substantial employer in Newport, there's no doubt about that, so it's bound to have an effect there. But where does it leave the other government offices based in Newport? I think we need to know the answer to that. But it's also, of course, inconvenient for the public because the passport office in Newport deals with the whole of Wales and, indeed, a large part of the west of England. Now it means that people, if they need a passport quickly, would have to travel to London or Peterborough. And as I said, there'll be one in Belfast, one in Glasgow. There'll be passport offices across England, nothing in Wales. People are entitled to ask the question, what have we done to deserve this?
It is a consultation process at the moment. Do you hold out any hope that it won't actually close?
Well, I have to say, I think the consultation process is a sham. And the reason why I say that is that, as I said, there was no notice given to us that the passport office was under threat of closure, came completely out of the blue.
But then again, the unions have been criticised for sort of leaking the story early, haven't they?
Well, I mean, that really is scraping the barrel, bluntly. I mean, we have this bad news that's come out of Newport in terms of the closure of the passport office, and then, you know, the UK government's trying to shoot the messenger. I mean, I don't accept that at all. I'd like to know when the Wales office knew about this, because I get this distinct impression that this came out of the blue for them as well.
Right.
And this is not the way to run a government. It's not the way to treat the people of Wales with any kind of respect.
The Home Office is saying that closing the Newport office would, I quote, result in the greatest reduction of spare capacity at the lowest cost to the taxpayer. At a time when cuts need to be made, there is an economic argument for it, isn't there?
Well, in terms of the argument of service to people, I mean, it's unbelievable that they should think there are seven passport offices. It's acceptable that there should be nothing in Wales but passport offices in England, Scotland and Northern Ireland. They seem to think it's acceptable that Wales shouldn't have a service, or the west of England, in fact, shouldn't have a service as well, and that people should have to travel to either London or Peterborough. I'm afraid that they've completely lost the plot on this one. They don't seem to realise how important it is that there should be a passport office in each of the four countries of the United Kingdom.
What about the economic argument?
Well, I don't accept that argument is made out. How can there be an economic argument when they're keeping open passport offices as close to each other, for example, as London and Peterborough? I mean, there's not much of a distance between those two passport offices, whereas London and Newport is something different again. And again, why is it that Wales is not to have a passport office, whereas the other three nations of the UK will? And why is it that people in Wales will not have to travel to London in order to get a passport quickly, when other people will have a passport office located fairly close to them?
What's the next step for you now, Mr. Jones?
Well, I want to know, first of all, when the Wales office knew about this. I'd like to know what the Wales office planned to do about it. Certainly the workers in the passport office will have my full support in looking to save their jobs. But yeah, the Newport passport office has been there since 1967. It's provided a service for people, as I said, across Wales and indeed outside of Wales. That service will now disappear. And the way this has been handled, frankly, is unbelievable. No notice given to us, no notice apparently given to the Wales office either. Something that's come completely out of the blue. And that's just not an acceptable way of handling a situation like this, leaving aside the fact that the proposed closure would be a disaster.
What can the Welsh Assembly government do?
Well, I mean, I will be writing to the Secretary of State for Wales asking when she first knew about this. I'll be writing to the Prime Minister as well, asking for an explanation as to why this announcement has been made, and also making the case for the retention of the passport office in Newport.
Thank you very much indeed for your time. That was Carwyn Jones, First Minister for Wales here on Good Morning Wales. It's 11 minutes past seven.